straight, now we pray. Our heads are bowed low. Now we pray to you, Lord. We pray for our soul. Redeem us, O Lord. Save us today. 'Cause we're busted.
Good evening, Remnant, and welcome to the Radio Ranch. We're glad you're here. Welcome. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live. It's Thursday evening, the 14th of July, July 14th. Time just flies right by. Thanks for joining us. We had some rain today. Had some rain and thunder and lightning all through, but it's just that time of the year. Going to talk a little bit about that. Arizona's getting hit, that's for sure. But again, thanks for joining us. We are coming to you live. It is has been a good day here. Been out of the office a few days, been printing the latest newsletter. I think I brought one back here. Yeah, it's right here. Volume 6, 2022, went in the mail yesterday. So I'll put that out. Remnant, let us know when you get it. Volume 6, it's called the Gog-Magog Alliance. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight, because that sure seems to be on everybody's mind. But it's out in the mail. So let us know. Let me know here at the office. You can email us. The email here is what it's been since the ministry got email. Preacher@sfaw.org. Again, preacher@sfaw, Scriptures for America Worldwide.org. And let me know, you know, when you get it. Postage rates went up, had to reprocess all the paperwork because the postage rates went up for this week. And back in the office today getting mail out, sure noticed it there. But that's just how it is. Well, we'll talk about that here in a minute, but let's open up with a word of prayer. I hope that you are prayed up today, that you've gotten through your day with the full armor of God on. I pray that you, and I hope you have gotten through your day with praying the Lord's Prayer, praying for His will to be done, and trusting in that in your life and in the life of your family. And I hope you've prayed for us here at the church, Remnant. We've prayed for our church family, our local church family, our extended church family, and you know, that's one of the things that I do here in the morning. in my prayer time. And so I hope that that's something you are doing as well. And we've said it before, you've heard it before, if there's ever been a time that we need to be a praying people, the praying people of God, drawing nearer to Him so He will draw nearer to us. It is today. It is. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day that you brought before us, Lord, the grace and the mercy that you have poured out upon us. I thank you for it. Thank you most of all for the salvation that you give us, that from the beginning of time you knew, O Lord, that your Son Jesus would, that you would come in the form of a man and walk this earth and die on the cross for your people, for the sins of the world. And we thank you for that. I thank you for that, Lord, that you thought of me. You thought of my family. You thought of the remnant that is serving you today, when you went to the cross, when you gave your life for us. And I thank you for that. Help us to be workmen worthy as Christians, doing our best daily to overcome the flesh and to abide in your Spirit and to work and live and strive to be worthy to be called Christians. Guide and direct me this evening, Lord, in this broadcast. Help me to share your word and to encourage your people, Lord, to love and good deeds, and to encourage them to not fear. Maybe to be aware of what's going on, but to not fear. And we thank you. Thank you for the trials that are in our life. Thank you for the tribulations that come. Lord, we know that for those that love you, you work it all for good, regardless. And we thank you for that. Help us, as we've prayed before, Lord, we have faith, increase our faith. We believe, increase our belief, and be glorified in it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. We've had some rain today, so hopefully the connections will be good if you want to give a call in. Lots going on with the current events. I'll start with the newsletter. We did get Volume 6 of The Dragon Slayer. Was hoping to get Volume 7 out this month, but just we'll get started on that next week as soon as we get the online newsletter done. And we again are advertising the latest book that we have in so far. It's called The Vertical Vegetable Guide to Container Gardening book. And it is full of great colors, great steps and helps to, well, to do that very thing, to grow. You don't have to have 12 acres out back, or a 5-acre farm, or a 5-acre kitchen garden to garden. But we're having more and more people are asking about these things, and so Jason has done a great job in finding these, and so gardening vertical is how it's, you know, doing more in a smaller space, and so these, you know, we are carrying many of these books like this on gardening, on how to grow vegetables, how to do things like that, to grow your food, to raise your animals on a small scale. And we're doing it because, well, one, it's biblical. Two, I think it's part of the lost knowledge that's been lost to so many. It is. And there is great satisfaction. I have a hoop house. You know, we're in Laramie. We're 15 miles outside of Laramie, right at 7,200 feet. Very short growing season. And I have a hoop house. I think this is our third growing season in it. Third, maybe fourth. And I've got a lettuce mix out there. And on the way over to the office this evening, about 45 minutes ago, was able to stop in there and check it. And radishes are growing, starting to get some zucchini. Picked a little lettuce and munched on that. And what a satisfaction that there is in being able to do just something simple as that. Now, I don't have a big hoop house. It's 9 feet wide and 16 feet long, and you can walk down the middle of it. So it is not big at all. But we've gotten a couple of zucchinis, and I've got some squash planted. And so we all need to do and should do what we can, where we can. And so I'll tell you, too, if you're interested in those things, stay tuned. Jason has found several new books along that line, and I think they're going to do great. I think that you're going to be excited about them when you see them. We'll have them advertised in the Volume 7 newsletter, the next one that comes out. And again, I think it ties in with Pastor's principle, that what he was given, he shared with you. And as we are given and see things biblically, scripturally, we certainly do that. But also this knowledge that, like the victory gardens in World War II. In World War II, America was still about a 60% agricultural nation. And it wasn't near the global economy that we have now. And so, there were shortages in this nation. And people were encouraged to grow victory gardens, is what they called them. And they did quite well. We carry a book on that as well. I don't have it. I don't think I have it in here. They've been going out. Maybe it's not Skills for Growing. Oh, it's Growing Good Food, Victory Gardening. It's only $16.95, but it shows how you can do that, whether it's a 5-gallon bucket to grow potatoes or tomatoes or squash or on trellises like this vertical vegetable book. It's not rocket science. I think you'll find, Remnant, if you start to do a little bit, it gets easier. And it's a blessing in many different ways, it is. And with the times that we're in, maybe you can't, it's all but impossible to start off from the beginning growing all your food. And that's not the goal immediately. But if you can start, and that's what these books are. They are intended to be a help, an assistance to you. Maybe you're already gardening. I get some Acres men that send me pictures of their gardens and their hoop houses, and whether it's Marlon or Patrick or Doug, and oh man, I'm envious. I know I shouldn't be, but I'm happy for them that they are blessed with the gardens and stuff that they have. And so, maybe some of these books are a help that might be able to tweak how things are going. So we've got more on the way, so stay tuned. Let me know when you get Volume 6. Our main article is part of the introduction to Colonel Moore's book back from the late 90s, the Gog-Magog Alliance. And in going through this introduction, and I know I've seen this book before, I've read through it, but in going through it, wow, is all I can say, especially how it relates. When you see, the big thing then was Bosnia and Lebanon there in the 90s with then President Clinton. And when you see and read what happened then in the late 90s and what's happened with the Ukraine, what's happened with Afghanistan and stuff in just the last few years here, this book, The Gog-Magog Alliance, does a great job in setting the groundwork and letting you see. It's almost like a key that unlocks why things are happening. I was talking to a brother today, and he's like, I can't believe the things this government's doing right now. It's just the stupidest things in the world. And I said, no, brother, they're doing just what they're supposed to do in attempting to destroy Christian America. They're batting 1,000 so far. They are making decisions and saying things and doing things and putting headlines out that are absolutely true. Now they are against us. And so, but they're for them. We have to understand that. It's a war that we're in. In Proverbs 28, part of verse 4, it says, to reject the law is to praise the wicked. To obey the law is to fight them. Now, we have wicked among us, and they hate the law of God. They are in the, I mean, we have them so deep among us that they're in the pulpits telling you, no, brother, Jesus loves you and the law is done away with. And there's nothing. And that's that law they're talking about. Now, no, we can't keep the law for righteousness' sake, but we should keep the law for safety's sake, for obedience' sake. And we don't. And the wicked don't keep the law. That's who the law is for. They don't keep it. And when we do keep it, that's part of fighting them. So says Proverbs 28, verse 4, to reject the law is to praise the wicked. And that's one of the great awakenings that needs to happen and is happening. And praise God, I really think that when we can read books like this Gog Magog Alliance, you know, nothing's easy. There is no free lunch. You remember that? That Pastor Peters taught, and you could ask any of my children, and any of them, from the 14-year-old to the 32-year-old, and they understand that concept. There is no free lunch. So if you want to understand what's going on, guess what? You got to put an investment in. You've got to, well, one, we'd sure appreciate a donation for this book, but then you got to read it. It's, 64 pages long, 8.5 by 11, chocked full of scripture, from a man that stood in front of a communist firing squad. Now that's someone, and then came back and preached the gospel till his dying day. Now that's someone you can believe. And so this book, The Gog Magog Alliance, it does a great job. In the newsletter, all we could get in was part, not even all of the introduction. But we did. We got part of it. And, you know, even though this was written around the events leading up to 1999, the information in this well-researched and biblically correct book, it lays the foundation. It sets the precedent for understanding what's going on today. And, you know, to understand today what's going on, we have to have an understanding of our past. And, And so this book, The Gog Magog Alliance, helps. I would recommend, if you don't have the book by retired U.S. Marine Major Colonel Smedley Butler, the speech entitled War is a Racket, I would suggest you order both of them, The Gog Magog Alliance and the book War is a Racket, because it will give a great biblical, at least this Gog Magog Alliance, gives a great biblical understanding who is who and what is what. And, you know, it's up to you. If you want to tune in and try to have an understanding of prophecy and what's going on and listening to the talking heads on TV and the big mega pastors and the Jew lovers, the Antichrist lovers, well, you go ahead and do that, but you're not going to have an accurate understanding. If you do, you can't, you know, live in the world 9 days a week and then or 6.5 days a week and then for an hour expect to tune in on the radio or on the TV and get it all figured out. It takes time. This Gog Magog book, The Gog Magog Alliance, is a great tool and asset to have in your library and for understanding. I mentioned last week, I think, another article in this newsletter talking about a change that is coming upon the world scene between the dollar and the ruble and the yen and gold. And it was a great article sent in, and I think it gives some great references to some changes that are coming down the road. I really think they are. Another great article in here, a brother sent in from Mercola, along with a full page of sources and references, is Fake Meat, fake breast milk and food shortages. And that's just, that just came out in June, and wanted to share it because it it sure caught my attention. And again, like what we get from Mercola, it's solid. It is referenced and sourced. It's not just somebody writing something. So we'd encourage you, take a look there. And again, it's not an end-all. It's a beginning. It's a primer to get you to realize what is going on with especially this fake milk and this fake meat. We've had the fake milk for years, and that I think that was by design, and that's kind of been accepted. So when they come in with the fake meat, you know, when you look even at the ingredient list in the fake meat versus beef, beef has beef in it, and fake meat, a whole list. And so, you know, if that's what the way the masses are going, then that's how it is. That's just how it is. You know, we don't want to be caught up, right? I think of the old picture of all the sheep running off the cliff. And I think we ran it in a newsletter years ago when Pastor was still with us. And there's one going the other way, saying, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And he's trying to go the other way, not running off the cliff. See, he wants to survive. He wants to survive. And so, well, that's how we want to be. We want to be that, well, that one that just doesn't go along with the crowd. How about that? We do. That's where we want to be. And there is a change. I know this has kind of been a recurring theme lately, but we see change in the air. We do, and we're doing our best to prepare you for it. Last mention on the newsletter, got a partial list of recent food processing plant fires from August of 19 through April of this year, as well as a couple of headlines. And you decide. That was what I put on top of it. You decide. You take a look. And, you know, we don't think that that's just not how we think, that that there would be a conspiracy, that there would be a people or a group that would want to destroy food processing in this country. So you decide. You take a look. You've got a brain. You can figure it out or not, and decide and figure out if we're at war or not. We'll get back to that in just a second. Again, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Change in the air, the change in the physical, in just nature itself that we're seeing. Droughts, so much of the country in droughts, and if it's not in droughts, it's like down in Arizona, they're having, of course, they've got into their monsoon season, and sure enough, flash floods, and dust storms. South of Phoenix, flash floods, and then just a few miles away, dust storms. These massive 60-mile-an-hour winds that come in, and it again reminiscent of some of the storms from the Dust Bowl, where they would just close roads, and this was apparently happening just today. And so we're seeing these great changes. We saw Yellowstone flood just a couple weeks ago, where we see 2 miles south at Lake Mead, it's just parched and dried up. The entire Colorado River Basin, which is just west of us, we really don't feed into it. Our river goes the other way. But the Colorado River Basin, where the Rocky Mountains flow into western Wyoming, western Colorado, and all the way down to Vegas and down to Southern California and even into Mexico, that huge Colorado River Basin that feeds into that, 50% of the snowpack this year. So half of what it normally gets to feed into that. Like we said, Lake Mead dried up. Hoover Dam, I don't think it's producing electricity now. I mean, it's just, you know, and dry. And like I said, two states north in Yellowstone, the flooding that we talked about just a couple of weeks ago. And so we see these changes. How about this? Don't know if you've been in Long Island, New York, at the beaches lately, but there's been millions. 5 shark attacks in the last couple of weeks off Long Island. 5 shark attacks. Haven't been fatalities, but 5 shark attacks. Enough, that is way above the odds. It is highly out of the ordinary. Why is that? Things are changing. Things are changing. And then wildfires, you know, it can hardly get through a broadcast or two without mentioning wildfires. Alaska, once again, they've set another new record already. And this is way early in the year, but they've set another record on acres and wildfires burnt up in Alaska again this year. And so that just continues on. See, there's no going back. Does that make sense? There's no going back to, oh, well, you know, how it was in the 80s. I tell you how we have gone back to the 80s. We've got inflation like the 80s. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. No, you know, when you go over your household budget, you can see it. We see it at the pump. We see it at the grocery store. We see it at the auto parts store. And the White House says, hey, the U.S. economy is stronger than ever. When you're wanting to destroy it, I might add. And, you know, we have so many. I've talked with, I'll say, this upcoming generation, the 20-somethings. Talking with a young man at the tire store, and he's there working. And I was talking with the owner of the tire store because he needs to hire 4 people, 5 people he's trying to. The last 4 people he hired, they didn't even show up. And this young man that is working there, he said, yeah, my friends stay home and play video games. And they're getting $600 to $800 a week on unemployment if they come out and apply somewhere once a month. And they sit home and make $600 to $800 a week. And that's out here in little old Laramie, Wyoming. I think it's 2 or 3 times that down in the big metropolitan areas. And the White House says our U.S. economy is stronger than ever. Everybody is still trying to hire. We've had restaurants close down in Laramie because they couldn't get people to work. They couldn't get people that would come to work and that would work. And we see that. We see that all over. We do. And so, again, it is war. It is an attempt to destroy this economy, to do away with the middle class. And most in the middle class just are just struggling, trying to get by, and have no clue, and have no clue. I can't help but think that maybe that was how a lot of the people were in Egypt, working 7 days a week, no time to really think or wonder how things could be different until they were let out and things certainly changed. And I think that we're in for a change real soon. You know, it looks like the House and Senate, both in many states as well as the up in D.C., might both shift back to conservative this fall. And so that's a little bright light as far as the economy goes. But I think we are just going to continue on this seesaw that this nation is on, because it has forsaken our God. It has. We had a young man visit church a couple weeks ago, and we were sure thankful that a Christian man, going to school, and you know, took just a minute talking about God's judgment on this land and how things are going, and on and on. And I don't think that it took root. Maybe it was just a seed planted. So who knows? But I don't think it did, because so many of our even those that are outside of the Southern Baptist Convention, so to speak, and their way of thinking, are just locked in to, having it figured out. Oh, we've got it figured out. Yeah, and it's battle in the Middle East, and everybody's coming against Israel, and then the tribulation, but we're raptured out. And now that young man didn't tell me that, but that is just the mentality that so many so-called Christians have. And again, they think it's a free lunch that they've heard that, because they've gone to church a time or two, or tuned into a radio, and that's what they've heard. And they haven't taken the time to research it. They haven't taken the time to look in the Bible and to see if it really is so. Ecclesiastes 3:8 talks about there being a time for all things, a time for war. And you know, I think I could sure be wrong, but I see the changes coming. I got a couple of emails just today. This was from another ministry. Mr. Robert sent it in, and I get his emails. He has a bunch of great stuff. He shares things, but it talks about rules of war, and one of them is cut off supply chains, hit the fuel lines. Another one is cause strife and division, and I don't think we're pretty divided and strifed in this land. Destroy the wealth, disarm the citizens, affect the transportation, create diseases, insert lies, propaganda, and confusion. That's just a few of them, and so it sure seems that is what is happening. You know, maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe these things that are rules of war are happening just by happenstance. You know, it's the Sinclair, just about 50 miles west of Laramie, out on the interstate, a huge oil, gas, diesel processing plant, whatever they call them. I don't know what they call them. Refineries. Yeah, refinery. And yesterday's didn't make it in a bunch of the news, but they laid off 97 people yesterday. And that's huge out here. It really is. You talk about a destruction to the economy of Sinclair, the economy of Wyoming, of Albany County and Carbon County, where that refinery is. And not to mention the 97 families that have been working and paying their bills, and now they're out. Oh yeah, they can probably. I'm sure that most of them can find another job. And you hear the politicians talk about, we're so saddened to hear it, and we're going to reach out and see if we can't set something up to help them train to go somewhere else, and on. And it's just talk. It is. It's part of the destruction. It's part of the rules of war, cutting off the supply chain, taking manufacturing down to unsustainable levels. And that's where we are. This generation, like I mentioned, that is sitting home playing video games, getting $700 or $800 a week from Uncle Joe, I hate to say it, but I just think they're lost. I hope they're not. I pray that they're not. My 17-year-old son has, right now, he works part-time. He's finished with school. He'll finish up his paperwork and get all that graduated later in the fall. But he's got two construction jobs part-time with two different people, working with a neighbor up the road and a part-time job in town. And, you know, the rest of them are working. And that's what we are called to do. That's what we are meant to do. We've read it many times in Matthew 24. Let's go back there, because it talks about wars and rumors of wars. And as disheartening as that might be, there is encouragement there as well. Okay? There is. And it's Matthew 24. If you have a minute, you want to turn there. And Jesus says, Matthew 24, verse 6, "You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened." Remnant, we have to believe those words of our Lord and Savior, that we are not frightened at these things. That we have our Lord and Savior as our stronghold, as our Savior. Not only saving us from our sins, but saving us from the hands of those that hate us, from the schemes that the enemy comes up with. It says, "See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes." And I think that famines and earthquakes, it's representative of, right, what causes those things? Well, changes in water, in snowpack, to where there's not enough water to feed the people, to grow the food. Changes in the political climate, like in the Ukraine, where the trade routes are blocked, and the food that is grown and the commodities that are produced in that area are not able to go to other places, especially some of the third world countries. And we see that happening. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. And then it talks about, it talks about tribulation. Many will fall away, betray one another, hate one another. And look at verse 12. "Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold." The reference there says, the love of many will grow cold. We are living that, remnant. That is how it is today in most places. Lawlessness has increased, and most people's love grows cold. Now, what did Jesus tell us? Who did he tell us to love? Love God and love our neighbor. And that love of God and that love of neighbor in this nation, the good old USA, has grown cold. Not everywhere, but most places. And why is that? Because lawlessness has increased. We need to be aware of this, remnant, so we can stand against that, so we can not fall into that. Remember what I read in Proverbs? To reject the law is to praise the wicked. So don't reject the law. That's the word of God. That's, Brother Zach, we had a little 20-minute message from him the other day, and I sure like how he starts out in John to remind people who Jesus Christ is. He is the Word. He was in the beginning. He was with God, and he was and is God, and he was the flesh that became, or the that became flesh and dwelt among us? The Word. From in the beginning to amen, amen at the end of Revelation. This Word as well. This has not changed. To reject the law is to praise the wicked. And to obey the law is to fight them. That is still the same. I see the phone line ringing. Let's go there. Good evening and welcome to 7x70.
Good evening, Richard. Good evening, Remnant.
Good evening, Anders.
Now, I don't know if you guys have talked about this at all lately, but did you hear about that wooden replica of the Tower of Babel that got built and then burned over in Russia?
I did. That was maybe a few weeks ago, I believe. I think it was.
I had just heard about that recently. A friend of mine had sent me a video of it. I thought it was pretty interesting what's going on over there.
Yeah. Yes, it is. You know, God says they build and rebuild, but he tears down. And that's the times we're living in. And we pray for the remnant to have the eyes to see those things. Anyway.
And I don't, of course we know that Putin is on the other side, but it's a lot of what's going on over in Russia and Eastern Europe. It certainly makes a person wonder if we're getting the whole story about things.
Sure. You know, so many people here, especially in America, you know, they were raised on, you know, there's two sides. There's the good guys and the bad guys. There's the cowboys and Indians. And, you know, we were always raised, the cowboys were good, the Indians were bad. Well, that's all changed. And, you know, even in the wars, well, you got the good guys and the bad guys. But when you read through the Bible, you would see that there were whole groups. You know, you'd have one king maybe come against Israel, but you read about that there was wars and fighting among, you know, all over the world, among all the different kingdoms all throughout. And sometimes they would destroy each other. Sometimes they would, pay. Hey, we need to pay and have the Assyrians come in and help us out. And so, you know, it was more than just the good guys and the bad guys, you might say, all throughout the Scripture. And it is way today. You know, we see Putin maybe coming against homosexuals, and you got some people that think he's just the greatest thing. And it's just not that way, you know, for whatever reason.
Our people, we're so wanting to put up some sort of a false idol, whether it's the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, whether it's Putin coming against homosexuals, whether it was that Japanese fellow who was coming out against Israel. We want so bad to put up our own false idols instead of turning to God.
Yeah. Yeah, everything gets to be praised and gets their 15 minutes of fame except God, except Jesus.
And until we do that, we're not going to see the kingdom.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, I'll let you go. God bless, Remnant. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Anders. You too. God bless. Well, Remnant, we got a few minutes left. 307-745-5913. I think it is good. I think it is better when the so-called Supreme Court does make a decision like when they overturned Roe versus Wade. I can remember in years past when the Supreme Court made ungodly decisions. And, it comes down that when it comes to that, we must obey God rather than man. That's hopefully a conviction. It's certainly a biblical principle, a New Testament principle that we read. And but it is good when they do. You know, we have stories of from the Old Testament of those that did turn, kings, leaders. In 2 Chronicles 33, we read about Manasseh. He was pretty tough. He came in after his father Hezekiah, and you know, he did very wicked, caused the entire nation to turn away, and set up idols and all of that, just as bad as you could say. And the Assyrians came and captured him, that was enough for Manasseh to repent. And you can read about that, 2 Chronicles 33. I don't think we'll turn there tonight, but you can read about it in 2 Chronicles 33. And he turned, he was repentant. When he was able to return to Jerusalem, it says it wasn't just lip service. He took away the foreign gods, took the idols out of the house of the Lord, tore down the altars he had built, repaired the altar of the Lord, sacrificed peace offerings, and when he did that, he commanded the people to serve the Lord God of Israel after that. Guess what? Things were better. Things were better for him and for those around him all throughout the nation. Earlier in 2 Chronicles 14, you can read about Asa. In 2 Chronicles 17, you can read about Jehoshaphat. These kings that when they came in and made better decisions, they didn't come in as evil, purposefully doing evil in the sight of God. They got rid of the temple prostitutes. They got rid of the Asherah, the female deity worship. Even if your mom put it up, how about that? You can read about that. And restored the true temple worship, restored things like Passover and honoring God. And when they did that, they were blessed. The enemies didn't come upon them anymore. They prospered in their nation. And we are not there right now. That is not us. No, you can read Deuteronomy 28. I printed it out. It's 3 pages, Deuteronomy 28, and print it out. And the first half page, good stuff. And the other, two and a half pages, it describes where we're at today. For those that have eyes to see. And so I see that, when we get conservatives in office, whether they're secretary of states or governors or commissioners or mayors or on your local school board, and the political signs, we're seeing them all over because it's an election year. And so look for the ones that are pro-Second Amendment. Look for the ones that are pro-life. I haven't seen many out there that said pro-choice. I'm for taking your guns and letting you kill babies. I don't see any of those signs. And that's good. That's good. And so I hope that that's part of that change because, things need to change. Like I said, they're not going back. We're not going back to, smaller wildfires. We're not. We're not going back to cheaper gas and cheaper food. No, we're not. I don't think we are. But we will be better off if we can continue to share with our friends and our family and our neighbors and those that are running for office. The foundation of this nation, that it was founded on the principles of Jesus Christ of furthering the Christian faith, not the Judeo-Christian faith, not for religious liberty or freedom, to the glory of God and to further the Christian faith. That's the foundation of this nation. The state constitutions, when they were first written, they all glorified God in one way or another. And just like reading of these kingdoms of old, when God was honored, this nation prospered to where 3% of them were able to rise up against the greatest army in the world and defeat them in the Revolutionary War. And that's the only victory that we have today, is to return to Jesus Christ. Well, Remnant, we are out of time. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call. I would encourage you, join us Saturday morning. We're planning on being here for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, 7 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, and 6 a.m. pretty early out there on the West Coast, California time. And Washington time type thing. We'd love to have you join us. You can do that at scripturesforamerica.org. The call-in number, I checked it. It's changed. I did not get that updated in the last newsletter. We'll get it updated in the next one, and it changes periodically. But if you call one of the numbers in the newsletter to listen in, the listen-in live line, it'll redirect you. It'll let you know what the new number is. But we'd love to have you join us. We'll have the phone lines open, and we will gather. We will gather together in the name of Jesus Christ. As 1 Thessalonians 5 says, to encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. So we continue to do that. And we ask you to join us. And I hope that you can. Again, scripturesforamerica.org or the call-in number. At the website, just click on the live audio stream. We don't do video on Saturday mornings, and that's probably a good thing. But we'll have our coffee, we'll have our Bibles, and we will gather as Christians for Christian fellowship and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom all glory is due. Well, Remnant, thanks. Have a blessed evening. I'm going to go out with a Mike Platt J song. Hopefully. There we go.
Our mortgage is due. Jobs are few. We're busted. Stocks have gone down. Our money's not sound. We're busted. Our jobs are now gone. What can we say? The national debt, it gets bigger each day. Our retirements are gone. Vanished away. We're busted.
Oh, 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 we're busted.
The party is over, we stand alone and we're busted. We hate to beg like a dog for a bone, but we're busted. We turn to the government, not to God. Get some slop like a big boned hog. They said they don't know just what to do.